So Parsha Shoftim, this week's Parsha, we spoke a lot about Tshuva. Let's not forget that we have a Parsha HaShavua also. Parsha Shoftim speaks about many things, but one of the ideas of Parsha Shoftim is about Minui HaDayanim. Shoftim V'Shotim Titin Lecha V'Chal She'arecha. And there are many halachas about how to choose a dayan and what kind of dayanim would be kosher, what kind of dayanim would not be appropriate to choose. I just want to focus on one particular halacha in Minui HaDayanim, which seemingly would have not too much relevance to us, because how often do we actually choose dayanim? But in fact, we're going to show how it does have relevance with regard to other contexts in halacha as well. And that is, the Mishnah writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Emo Shivin Zakin B'Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to have an older person be one of the Dayanim on the Sanhedrin. Ladan Dine Nefashos. When we're coming to Dan, when we're coming to adjudicate a case that has to do with Dine Nefashos, a matter of life and death, we do not allow an older person to be one of the Dayanim. Now, it's not because an older person is not alert, it's not because an older person is not smart, it's not because they're not aware enough. And in fact, we have the Mishnah writes in the end of Maseches Kinim, the last Mishnah in Kinim writes, Ziknei Amaretz, when you talk about an older person who's not a frum person, who's not a person who learns Torah, calls Manshe Maskinim Daita Meter Efes Aleim. As we know, as a person gets older in the Ami Haaretz world, says the Mishnah, so they lose their mind a little bit, they're not as sharp as they used to be. However, when we talk about a Talmud Chacham who gets older, when we talk about a person who's learning, who's active, and they get older, it's not the case. The older a Talmud Chacham gets, the more mature their mind becomes, and the more they have a deeper understanding of what the Torah is all about and what they're supposed to be doing. The Chassam Sofer has a beautiful pshat in his drushas. Why should that be the case? Isn't this a physical phenomenon? Doesn't it make sense? Meaning, if the physical reality of the world is that as a person gets older, their mind somehow becomes a little bit weaker, so why should there be any difference between a Talmud Chacham and an Amaretz? So says the Chassam Sofer very beautifully on his own, he says that perhaps the pshat is that since when you have a person who's an Amaretz, and yes, even if he's a big scholar and he's a big theologian, he's a big thinker, but all he did was he was involved in the intellectual pursuit, a certain study of a certain mitzvah in the world. He was busy learning about psychology, he was busy learning about something. It didn't make an impact on his life. And therefore, when his body becomes weaker, so he's not able to have a sharper mind. However, says the Chassam Sofer, when we talk about somebody who studies Torasenu HaKdosha, so that's Chachmasa Mubamasha Me'al HaTeva. We're studying something that's way beyond nature. It's above the existence of this world. And therefore, he says, when we're younger and we have many different things that we need to take care of, when we're younger and we have to take care of our children, we have to take care of our families, we have to take care of our own bodies, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to do all sorts of things, that sort of gets in our way to have the full experience, the complete experience of Talmud Torah. When we have the opportunity to become older and then to study Torah, when we no longer have the responsibilities of a younger person, that explains the Chassam Sofer, since you're dealing with something which is Me'al HaTeva, so now once the body gets weak, you only have a greater opportunity to deal with that Me'al HaTeva even more, much more than you had the opportunity beforehand. So that's what we have. So you cannot say that the reason why you're not allowed to be Moshe V'Zakin in the Sanhedrin, you cannot say the reason why you can't appoint a Zakin as a Dayan is because he's not smart, he's not sharp. That's not the case. We know the Mishnah says, Talmud Chacham calls Manshe Maskinim, Chachmasa Miskaberes. They become smarter, they become sharper. So says Rashi, we have a different reason. Very interesting. Rashi says, the Zakin Shekoach Shachach Kvar Tzar Gidobanim, because the Zakin doesn't remember anymore what it's like to have young children. Ve'eno Rachmanim. And he's not going to have Rachmanis the same way a young father has Rachmanis on his children. So therefore, the Zakin is not able to serve as a Dayan because he's not going to have Rachmanis. The Meiri there fleshes it out a little bit more. Like Rashi says, he already forgot the experience of raising young children. Now, says the Meiri, you become a little bit tougher, a little bit sharper. You become not as soft as you used to be when you have young children. So you have to be soft because you have to understand kids don't always listen to you. Kids don't always follow what you want them to do. When a person becomes older, they don't have that experience anymore. Va'ataroa shekolat zmeinu, you'll find that in the Din Torah, everything we're trying to do is mishtadlim lahatzala redifas azchus. We always try to save the person. We don't want to kill people in the Din Torah. That's not the point of a Din Torah. We try to bring justice to the world, but we try to find schus and we try to accrue some good merit for people. And therefore, if you have an older person who's now not going to be as soft as what a younger person would be who has children, we would assume that they would not be able to serve as Dayanim any longer, because the whole point of having a Din Torah is to be motzi schusim, it's to find the nice merits of a person. So here's the age-old question. So how old is considered old? This is the major problem. When do you say a person is no longer fit to be a dayan because they've forgotten about the tzar gidul banim? At what age? Do you say it's at 40? Maybe because the kids are, I would say not, because now the kids are teenagers. That's the hardest part. Maybe say at 50, 60, 70. So at what age do we say the person is becoming too old? So let's listen. The Rambam writes a little bit different from what the Gemara's Lashon is. Again, the Gemara says, "Ei moshiv and zakim is Sanhedrin." The Gemara doesn't say how old. Says the Rambam, "Hilchas Sanhedrin Perak Beis Halacha Gimel." Ei ma midin b'chala Sanhedrin. You're not allowed to appoint a dayan to the Sanhedrin who's a zakein muflag b'shanim. Wow, the Rambam goes a little bit further than what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says a zakein. Says the Rambam, a zakein muflag is disqualified, but a regular zakein, it would seem, would be allowed to be a part of the Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, why? Mipnei sheyesh bahem achzarius, because they're not going to be rachmanim like Rashi, like the Rishonim explain. You need someone to be a softy in order to be on a din Torah, in order to serve as a dayan. You have to be able to have a soft spot in your heart to find the merit of a person who's on trial. The Rambam then goes on to say that a saris, somebody who never had children at all, someone who's unable to have children, also is disqualified, even if he's a young person, because such a person doesn't understand what it means to have rachmanis on a child, doesn't understand what it means to wake up in the middle of the night, to give a bottle to a baby at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not so easy, but we have the soft side of us that makes us do it, that wants to do it. So therefore the Rambam writes that someone who's a saris or somebody who's a zakin muflag, who already forgot about that experience, is not able to do that. So ask the Lecha Mishnah. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Gemara seems to say a zakein is disqualified. The Rambam now takes it a step further and he says zakein muflag is disqualified, but a regular zakein, somebody who's just regular old, that would not be a qualification to be disqualified from becoming a part of the Sanhedrin. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, where does he get that from? So the Lecha Mishnah explains as follows. Well, the Rambam has a problem, because the Gemara on the one hand says you're not allowed to have a zakein in the Sanhedrin. However, the Gemara on the other hand says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin, Amrav Yochanan, there are some qualifications that you need to meet in order to become a dayan in the Sanhedrin. Ein moshivim b'Sanhedrin, unless you are a Baal Chachma, unless you are a very wise person and you know a lot of Torah. Baal Mara, you have to be a good-looking person. Why? Because we want people to respect, meaning it's not just nowadays with advertising that they get the nice young girl with the blonde hair to go stand in front of the booth to get people to come in. Back in the times of the Sanhedrin also, they made sure that they wanted to have a dayan who was handsome, who was good-looking, because we know that people give chashivas to somebody who's good-looking. So you need to be good-looking, bal koma, you can't be a midget, you have to be a nice height, and bal zikna. So the Gemara says you have to be a zakein. So what does that mean? Ask the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam is very torn with these Gemaras. On the one hand, it says he cannot have a zakein in the Sanhedrin. On the other hand, it says you have to be a zakein to be in the Sanhedrin. So what is it? Says the Rambam, the answer is, it depends how old you are. If you're just a zakein, that's what we need. If you're a zakein hamuflug, if you're very old, so then you will be disqualified from serving as a dayan on a din Torah in the Sanhedrin. Now,
is it limited to
dinin nefashas
or in general?
I think dinin nefashas, that's what the Gemara says.
That's how you started.
Right, that's what the Gemara says.
Both ways.
Uh-huh, okay. It's all because of achzarius. Like we'll see in a couple of minutes what the Rishonim say about it. So the problem is, so the Rambam tells us only a zakin muflag, only very old, is considered to be a pasul adayin for a din Torah. Why? Because he is already an achzari. He forgot about raising young children. So how old is old? Ask the Reisha Rav in one of his svarim the very obvious question: how old is old? Hade emoshiv in zakim is Sanhedrin min haroi lachgar. He says, I'm not sure. I have a suffix. How old does a person have to be considered a pasul adayin in the Sanhedrin? Says the Reisha Rav, I never found any sort of maror makom to tell me how old a person is going to be disqualified from the Sanhedrin. So he writes, v'hinei b'hashkaf harishona, at first glance I would say, yesh lahayir, we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. What does the Mishnah say? How old is a person when you call him the grand appellation of a zakein? Ben shishim lezikna, says the Mishnah, when a person turns 60, that's already called a zakin. Mashma, so he says, the Reisha Rav writes, it would sound, de ben shishim kvar havi b'chlal zakin, and once the person turns 60, no longer can serve as a dayan on the Sanhedrin. Memeila hayapasal the Sanhedrin. However, he says, I looked in the Rambam, and the Rambam says, zakin muflag. So it must be somebody older than 60. I would have said, if the qualification to be on the Sanhedrin is someone who's less than a zakin, so I would have said 60. But now that the Rambam says, a zakein muflag is the one who's disqualified, so it has to be older than 60. So how old is it? So he wants to say, he brings rayas where he proves that he thinks until the person turns 80, you're not called a zakein muflag. Which means, it's so fascinating, it means They assume that until the age of 80, you're going to remember the experience of raising your young children. You're going to remember the Agvas Nefesh, you're going to remember the Tzar Gidul Banim, and you're going to remember that soft side. Once you turn 80, now you become cynical. Now you become cold-hearted, now you forgot about that whole experience, and you're no longer going to be able to be as Rachmanis, as soft and as kind and as I don't know, it's funny. Usually, you know, I remember my grandfather. I only knew him when he was very old. But usually you have a Zaidi who's a big teddy bear. Usually the Zaidi is softer. He's softer than parents. So it's interesting that we find the opposite experience. So this is interesting. The Reisha Rav Taina is that when you turn 80, that's what the Rambam considers to be a Zakin Muflug. That's considered to be very old. And once you reach that stage, that's when we say you are no longer able to serve as a Dayan on the Sanhedrin. Now this has a very important nafkamina for another halacha in Eben HaEzer. The halacha is in Eben HaEzer. In the beginning of Siman Tes, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the din of Katlanus. The halacha of Katlanus, it's spoken about in the beginning of Maseches Yevamos. The halacha of Katlanus is a woman who was married either two or three times. It's a machlokes hatanoim. So we assume a woman who was married and two husbands died while she was married to those men. We assume she's no longer allowed to get married any longer because she has some sort of bad mazel and she's going to be killing off husbands. She's called a Katlanus. She's literally called a serial killer. So we don't allow her to go ahead and get married again. Says the Ma'arivayil, and this is quoted in the Ramallah halacha there, what's the halacha if you have a woman who's married, and she's married for 50 years, and now the husband passes away, he died a nice, natural old death, that's what happens when a person gets very old, at some point they're going to leave this world. So says the Ramallah, quoting the Ma'arivayil, you cannot call that her fault. What does that have to do with me? She married a person, she was married for 50 years, now the husband dies, he's 85 years old. And now she goes ahead, she wants to get remarried, she's only 75, so she wants to go ahead and get remarried. She gets remarried, now a second husband dies. He was 95 years old. So how can you can't call her a katlanis? It's not my fault, it's not my problem. So says the Ramah, in such a case, we would not consider that woman a katlanis, and she would be allowed to marry a third husband. Why? Because if a person dies, machmas zikna, if a person passes away because they happen to be old, that cannot be considered on the cheshbon of the woman who's married to the man. It's not her fault, it's just the natural cause of getting old. So now the problem is, how old is considered old? That's the same question that we have over here. How old would we consider a zaken, and how old is not considered old? So this is an interesting question. So the Chassam Sofer writes that he thinks once a person is over 70, if the woman has two husbands over 70 who pass away, we would not consider her a katlanis because that's called dying of natural causes. And that wouldn't be the problem, that wouldn't be a issue of the woman herself. That would just be a natural death that the world sometimes brings upon us, and that wouldn't be an issue at all. However, the Chachma Shlomo in his Ha'aris to Shulchan Aruch there disagrees, and he says no, he thinks that only once a person is 80 do we consider that to be dying of natural causes. Younger than 80 we consider to be the bad mazel of the wife. A fascinating discussion. So the Chachma Shlomo there brings a raya from the Gemara, very interesting raya. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a person, let's say you bring a get me medina sayam, the husband lives in one country, the wife lives somewhere else, so the problem is, no wonder they're getting divorced, they don't live together. So now the husband wants to send a get to his wife. So you need that the husband should be alive in order to send the get to his wife. So how do we do it? If it takes, let's say, a week to travel from this country to that country, and the husband gives over a get to somebody else to give to his wife who's living in another place, so by the time I get there, how do I know that the original husband is still alive? So says the Gemara like this, Lo chayshina lemisa. We don't assume that people die, out of nowhere. We don't assume that generally people are going to have a heart attack and just pass away. So if a person sends a get to his wife, you have the right to assume that he's probably still alive, and you can give the get to his wife, it's no problem at all. However, says the Gemara, what if the person who sent the get is over 80 years old? What if he's over 80 years old? So the Gemara says, once the person's already 80 years old, it's not a given that they're going to live so long. Since it's not a given, that's because we consider that to be real zikna. So says the Gemara, once the person's over 80, maybe there's what to consider when it comes to gittin. Therefore, says the Chachma Shlomo, you bring a raya to our sugi over here, until 80, we would assume the woman is not considered a katlan. I'm sorry, the woman is considered a katlanis because it's not natural for a person to die under the age of 80. However, once the person reaches the age of 80, then we would consider you a zikna, a zaken. So that's similar to what the Reisha Rav writes over here as well, that maybe once the person turns 80, that's when we say you are disqualified from serving as a dayan in the Sanhedrin, and up until the age of 80, we assume that would not be considered a zaken at all. You're still considered a young person, young blood, and you're still able to remember the Tzar Gidul Banim, you're able to remember the sleepless nights when you were raising your children when they were young. So now there's an interesting discussion that the Rishonim have as well. What happens if I'm a big Talmud Chacham and they hire me to be in the Sanhedrin, at the age of 50 years old, and I'm such a whippersnapper die, and I'm so good, they don't want to get rid of me when I turn however old I turn. If I turn 70, 80, whatever the dateline, whatever the cutoff is for me to be out, so everybody says, why should we get rid of him? He's so good, he knows how to paskin shaila so well, why should we get rid of him? So that's a shaila. Well, what would he say? On the one hand, when I was hired, I was less than a zaken. That's not a problem at all. On the other hand, what's the whole reason why you're not allowed to have a zaken in the Sanhedrin? Because once I get to a certain age, I no longer have the same rachmanis that I used to have when I was younger. So if that's the whole reason, so what does it matter if I was hired beheter? What does it matter if I was hired at the age 50? Now that I turn 80, I'm too old, so they should retire me. So that's the question that the Rishonim have. Some Rishonim write in Sanhedrin that no, as long as you were hired when you were a young person, and there was no issue with your hire at that time, so now when you've gotten so used to being involved in Dinei Torah, so now you're allowed to continue to do the Din Torah as well. Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees and he says, what are you talking about? If the whole reason why you're not allowed to have a Zaken in the Sanhedrin is because we need the person to have special Rachmanos, so then how can you allow a person who's now 80 years old, doesn't matter how he got in, even if he got in Beheter in the beginning when he was 50, doesn't matter, but now it's too late. Now that the person turns 80, there's a mandatory requirement for, there's a retirement age of 80 or 70, whatever it is, that the person can no longer serve on the Beis Din, on the Sanhedrin. So the Rashba writes in a tshuva, Nistapakta, Bahashe Moshivim B'Sanhedrin Zakenim, Dafka Emoshivim L'Chatchila, does it just mean that you're not allowed to have the person L'Chatchila, or does it mean even if they turn older, as they were already in the Beis Din and they got him when they were younger? So this is the question that all the Rishonim deal with, and it's an interesting one. And it's one that that it has a lot of ramifications as well in the Achronim. The Shavuos Yaakov discusses it, and he says, well, we have a concept, the Rambam says, that you're never allowed to fire someone from a position that they have, a position at work is different, that's Choshen Mishpat. But let's say you have a position in Rabbanus, or you have a position in something else, so he says you're not allowed to fire someone unless Elim Kein Sarach. Let's say you have a rabbi. You're not stam allowed to fire the rabbi. So if the rabbi is not doing his job, meaning the contract says he has to give a drasha every Shabbos, shows up on Shabbos, he's not prepared. Okay, so you fire him, he's not following the contract. But if the rabbi is doing everything he's supposed to do, and everything's wonderful and everyone's doing well, and you decide, oh, well, we can get a rabbi for cheaper, for less money, we can get somebody who's not interested in taking money at all, so we may as well get rid of this guy. Says the Rambam, you're not stam allowed to fire somebody, Elim Kein Sarach, unless he has some sort of problem in himself, meaning he does something inappropriate, he acts in an inappropriate way, he does something which is unbecoming of his position, then you're allowed to get rid of him. So over here, ask the Shavuos Yaakov, how are we allowed to get rid of a dayan? He didn't do anything wrong. He was being a wonderful dayan. He was hired when he was 50 years old. So how are we allowed to get rid of him? Why is there mandatory retirement at a certain age if in fact he did nothing wrong? How does this fit into the Rambam's rule that you're not stam allowed to fire someone unless they have done something which is morally or ethically wrong?
He has a yearly contract.
Okay.
So at the end of the year.
Okay. So that's a different story. That's like Choshen Mishpat. But over here we're talking about, you know, you hire a rabbi and you just say, this is going to be his job, la'ad olam me'olam. Okay, you don't stipulate exactly how long it's going to be. You've got to be a silly shul to do such a thing. But anyway, so that's the discussion that they have. So says the Shavuos Yaakov, no, this wouldn't be the case. Meaning, let's say you have a kohen. Let's say you have a kohen doing avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the job of a kohen? Job of a kohen is, he's supposed to do the shechita, he's supposed to do all the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say you have a kohen who has some sort of illness, and now his hands are shaking. So every carbon that he shefts, he's going to trafe up the carbon. So what are you going to say? Well, you're not allowed to fire him. He didn't do anything morally wrong. The Rambam says you're not allowed to fire someone unless they do something morally wrong. That just means, all things being equal, and everything being the same as it was when it started, you're not allowed to fire them unless they do something morally wrong. If the person now has some sort of disease where their hands are shaking and they're not able to do a shechita properly, you can no longer be a kohen. We obviously have to retire you from the job because you cannot be fit to do the job that you were asked to do. So too over here. He writes, if there are certain qualifications that come up with regard to selecting a dayan for the Sanhedrin, and even though you used to fill those qualifications, but now you no longer do, so it doesn't mean we're not in violation of the Rambam's principle that you're not allowed to fire someone unless Elim Kein Sarach, unless they do something terribly wrong. That means if all things stay equal, you're not allowed to fire them. But over here, the situation totally changed. Over here, the person became a Zakein. Once they're a Zakein, like the Rishonim say, like the Gemara says, they're no longer fit to serve as a dayan on the Sanhedrin. If they're no longer fit to serve as a dayan, one would be allowed to retire them, and that wouldn't be considered a slight in their covet at all. This is the job description. The same way by a kohen, we understand if his hands are shaking, he can't do a shechita anymore. Obviously, we retire him. So to over here by a dayan, the Achronim general consensus is, like those Rishonim who assumed, that once they get to the age of retirement, we are allowed to retire them, and in fact, we have to retire them, because the whole point of having a dayan who knows how to understand the rachmanis of a father, of a young father, of understanding how to treat certain children, that's something that's a prerequisite for a dayan to understand. It's something that a dayan must know very carefully. Once the person comes to the age where they're a zakin muflug, like the Rambam said, they are no longer able to think in the same line of thought, and therefore we would assume that mandatory requirement would be suggested in such a case.